Reish Pei Dalet Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says with regard to Haftarah that you're supposed to be Maftar Menavi, 21 Sukkim. And left Salik and Yonah. Now, probably at least half of our Haftarahs don't have 21 Sukkim. I don't think that this past Shabbos had 21 Sukkim. Either way, the Takana is connected to Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, each person is supposed to lay at least 3 psukim times 7 of them. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here what's the gear to us. My shul, they're now having a campaign to finish up the Sefer Nevi'im. The paper Sefer Nevi'im. Yeshua Sheftam, I think, is the last one that they have. And they're trying to get people to do the Shailah. Is there an Indian to have Dafka Klaf? According to Mishnah Berurah, that there is an Indian to have Dafka Klaf. The Sharatini speaks out that instead of being mefar the shul in other ways, maybe the best way to mefar the shul is by buying a Tanakh, what's written on a klaf. And the halacha l'mayis Tanakh Kamina is one of the things that's brought, besides the fact that it's lechatchila, that the shemus are written nechtav mekedusha. But he says later on, he says in the Shemini, he says that the Tanakh Kamina is whether or not when the person is leaning after, do you have to lean along with the mafter or not? If it's written on a klaf, so then he's might do with the Sefer Torah. If not, then Be'etzim you have to read the Haftarah again. Therefore, one should know that if the Baal Kuri is reading from the Haftarah and he's not laying from a klaf, then a person is the Chassidim. They lay always the whole oil lanes together. Smart enough to do that?
Always,
no klaf ever, and everybody does together. By the Litvish, so then you already get into some places they do, some places they don't, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And on my shul, right now they have most of them, so they don't really have an issue. But at the beginning, like, they have to get from a different shul, so you just have to wait for 2 minutes to see. We're in shul at the end of the day. They don't wait more than 2 minutes because it's Tirchus HaTzibura. So you never know what happened after the 2 minutes. Did they get it or they didn't get it? You have to check just to see if they're laying from a cloth, then you're not laying together. If they are laying, but not laying from a cloth, then you should lay together. Now, let's say you don't have a cloth. Is there a mila to read from a Tanakh? It has the entire Tanakh together. Mashmoyt the Mishnah Berurah is that there is. There is a Milo. Mitoch Novi Sholem Hanitzvaz. V'lim Mitoch Haftar Levad. Now if you look at the Chazanish over here, the Chazanish, the Messiah, the Chazanish has no Nafkamina. Once you're not leaning from a cloth, then it doesn't make a difference. I remember Mitzvah, my father's shul. They didn't even use the Tanakh. They had the Sefer Haftar. Sefer just Haftaras, that's what they used to use. And later on, by the time Bai Mei Ofrof came around, 8 years later, 9 years later, they used the Tanakh, article of Tanakh. They don't have a cloth. Ma'aseh Chatzchila, one should use a cloth if they have. That's that halacha. Another halacha, which is Negea, very Negea, Sif Gimel over here, that the Mechaber says that one should be Mechavin to the brachas of the Olim, that you should be Mashtim your Meir brachas. You're down 13 brachas, the Mechaber says in Simen Memvov. Therefore, you should try to be the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Vav. Therefore, you should try to be mashlim them. Now, over there, he says it's not lechatchila. He says what he says over here is lechatchila. It's not lechatchila. And lechatchila, you should make the brachas yourself. You should try to have other foods. You should try to have make a brachas party on Shabbos afternoons. So you should have other brachas that you should be able to make the brachas yourself, not to be with them. Also, later on, he says in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he says that a way to be mashlim the Meir Brachas is with Ein Kelekenu. The truth is that in different places it says Yom Kippur, he says that you don't have to be mashlim the Meir Brachas. Because since you say so many Shevach, in Yoni Shevach Vehilul to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on Yom Kippur, so you don't have to be mashlim the Meir Brachas, you already have the Inyan of the Meir Brachas. And the last thing which is Negeh over here, Sif Dalat, it's Farab and Negeh, Kotim Yachal Haftim, like we heard. The last thing is that Trei Kalil Mishtami. Two people shouldn't lay in the after together because Trika Lila Mishtami. The Mele Ramesh has the truth about this. What do you do if you have two boys that become a mitzvah the same week and they both want to lay in the after? So what are you supposed to do? So he says before in the Gemara Megillah that the only time we say Trika Lila Mishtami is when it's not a davar which is chaviv. But it's a davar which is chaviv, like halal, things like that. Then even 10 people together, it's Trika Lila Mishtami. So he says if you have 10 people from each bar mitzvah listening, Betim, you should say that they can both lay in the after together, and they'll have the each one will be chaviv to them, and the 10 people will be able to hear. But he says at the end of the day, the mashmais from the Machaber is, and Ramah is, that we're never Machalek L'chur, even in Reifim where it's Chavim, that Takana is not to have two people in together. So what should I do? L'maisa, here comes the man of Chindash of Ramosha. Ramosha says, Allah, L'maisa, is Chilak Aleph, Tum, Kuf, Beis. This is what you do, L'maisa. You should have 10 people walk out before the person reads Maftir, and then they'll read Maftir, they'll read the Aftar, don't do Hag Bangalino, because that's Kilo to take care of another Tematera. Then bring in the 10 people back in that were out. The second boy will lay the Maftir again and the Aftar again. Even though Satir had read Tziburo, Kedei that there shouldn't be Machlekes, it says it's Kedai.